You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The following segment is from NFL University on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. We all happen to cover a team that could really use a player like Stephon Gilmore, but none of our wishes came true today. As it was just reported in the last hour, the Panthers are going all in on the Sam Darnold window, acquiring Stephon Gilmore from the Patriots for a 2023 sixth round pick. Do we have to start taking the 3-1 Panthers a little bit more seriously with that defense?
If he's healthy, this will help. There's no doubt about that. It would have been great to see J.C. Horn and Stephon Gilmore on the same side. But, I mean, people are acting like Gilmore is washed up just because he's 31. The last time he played, he was not bad at football. The next time he plays, he's probably not going to be bad at football because, yes, he's coming off an injury, but he's had a long time to recover. I feel like there's been a few reports saying that, you know, he's good to go. He's healthy. And he can practice, so that'll go a long way, too. As long as Sam Darnold's on their team, I still don't know about that. But, I mean, he's been looking better and better. He's actually running the ball, which we've talked about for other young quarterbacks. It's great that their offensive coordinator understands that Darnold is an athlete. Their defense continues to get pressure. They just ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw this last week. So I think it still remains to be seen, even though we should probably have an idea of what the Panthers are. I want to see them go against another contender just to see if, you know, they can compete. What do you think, Justice?
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of my worry coming into this past week game, right, is how real is this Carolina defense? Because they really hadn't seen very good wide receivers. They hadn't seen very good quarterbacks. And then, you know, Dallas kind of did what they wanted against them, which is no shame against them. I mean, I don't think that Carolina is a bad defense by any means. It's just it's hard to stop an offense like the Dallas Cowboys, and the Panthers aren't armed for it. I think, you know, losing J.C. Horn, especially, like, he was their press guy, right? If we need to go up and we need to press someone and we just need to make sure that guy doesn't get off the line, that's what Horn's job was supposed to be. So getting Gilmore in to kind of replace that, I think, is going to help. The one thing that I have a question about is, do they think this is a, like, okay, are they only having Gilmore for 1 year? Right? Because that's a lot of money. I mean, that's why he only got traded for a six-round pick. Right. It was because of his salary. It was his salary, not his talent, that is limiting what his, like, exchange value is, right? So that's kind of my question is, like, what do the Panthers look like long-term, right? Because that's a pretty big move for someone to make that's, like, not contending. That's why people were talking about, you know, the Green Bay Packers who were in a last dance type of situation. Rather than a team that seems like they just kind of found their quarterback.
So the Panthers had $19 million in cap space. Gilmore's going to account for, I believe, like $5.8 to $6.6 million, somewhere in that range, just for the rest of this year. They picked up Darnold's option. So now that is going to make things tricky for next year, just as far as the salary cap goes. So, yeah, that's a good question. Will he be worth it? If they make the playoffs for the salary that he's on, I feel like that's going to be worth it no matter what, right?
Oh, yeah, Joe Brady will be a huge advocate for that. He'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm getting a head coaching job now.
Yeah, you got to – I think Joe Brady's going to be one of the hottest head coaching candidates this offseason. So capitalize on that Joe Brady-led offense right now because, yeah, the Panthers aren't the Chiefs or the Cowboys offensively with Sam Darnold, but they've got enough weapons. DJ Moore is having a stellar season so far. If they get a healthy Christian McCaffrey, like, you like the weapons for the Panthers. They can score, maybe not with the elite offenses in the NFL, but that defense is exciting and it's young and it's talented. And you add a former defensive player of the year like Stephon Gilmore, especially after losing rookie J.C. Horn, who looked fantastic in the limited role that he had. Like, the Panthers are a good football team. Like, it's the Bucs are clearly the best team in that division, in my mind, But I don't think anybody expected this Carolina Panthers defense to be quite this talented. And then you add a player like that, assuming he's healthy once he comes off the PUP next week.
Yeah, and one quick thing about Carolina and just their offense in general. The biggest thing for that team, they have speed at wide receiver. They're not necessarily taking deep shots. They catch everything on the move, man. Everything is on the move and everything is yak yards. And that just it kills teams when they're catching over the middle and it goes from, hey, this throw was 5 yards downfield and now it's going for a gain of 25, right? I mean, that's what we're seeing a lot with Carolina right now.
Part of that is the reason why I still don't believe in Cliff Kingsbury, because they're still running stagnant routes. And you just see the difference. You get a guy like DJ Moore, you get a guy like Robbie Anderson on the move, on the run. Those are 4-3 guys. It is tough to keep up with them when they are already catching the ball on the move. And as you can see, a guy like DJ Moore, who's a freaking tank, apparently, defenders at the third level are going to struggle to tackle guys who are that fast and who just run that hard.
You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.